What's going on? Yeah. And then, I mean, I was already kind of light going in, so it wasn't too hard. But I definitely thought I was going to be 6 foot, not 5'11". Yes, sir.
Carlos, what do you think separates you from the rest of the running backs here at the combine?
I think my game is what separates me. You know, what I bring to the table. You know, I bring that passion. I play with a lot of heart. And, you know, I feel like I bring that spark to the offense. You know, when the offense, you know, needs something going, I feel like I can make it happen. Yeah, I definitely feel Bill Kramer did a great job with helping me get ready for Ohio State. He's one of the best head coaches I've ever had. He does a great job at Naples High. And, you know, my first year playing, we won state. So he obviously does a great job. And Coach Meyer and Coach Tressel, they done a great job with helping me get ready for the next level in the NFL. I feel like I've grown up a lot. You know, 2-3 years ago, you know, I was still immature. My mind wasn't all in. You know, I wasn't fully committed into the program and all that. You know, and as I feel like, you know, as I got older, you know, I just became more mature. You know, and then, you know, I bought into the system. And, you know, and I feel like, you know, the rest of the team bought into the system. You know, we won 24 straight games. Not too many teams have done that. I mean, I feel like teams expect us to run the ball. You know, we're running backs. I mean, if you look in the Super Bowl, you know, you got two big-time running backs in the Super Bowl playing. You know, so I feel like you can't just pass the ball the whole game. At one point, you got to hand the ball off, you know, to make the defense, you know, play the run. You can't, if you start passing the whole game, then the defense can just play off and, you know, interceptions. That's when that happened. I feel like it was huge that I came back stronger after that suspension. You know, it was my last year. I knew I wasn't going to be able to come back and get these games back. So, you know, my mindset going into those games was, well, this is it right here. So, you know, you have to give it your all. So every game I just gave it my all.
Do you feel you should be regarded as the best running back in this
draft? Yeah, I definitely feel like I should be regarded as the best running back in this draft. You know, I feel like my game does enough talking. And if you watch the film, you can see that for yourself. You know, what I bring to the table, you know, I'm 5'11", 230 pounds, you know, and I'm sure I'm will be one of the top fast running backs here. You know, not too many of them are 230 going to run what I'm going to run in the 40. I expect to run between, you know, 4-4 range. You know, when I think about my game, you know, I think about guys like Frank Gore, Marshawn Lynch, you know, those type of guys. You know, that's what I like to watch, those guys, because they, you know, you see them running the ball out of the shotgun, you know, spread plays. You know, what I did at Ohio State. So, you know, I just watched them and seeing how much success they had in those run plays. You know, that they ran. You know, that's kind of similar to what I did at Ohio State.
Table two.
They've been asking me what happened, you know, with the suspension, you know, and after the suspension. And they have asked me, you know, what I've learned. I feel like I've learned to, you know, to cherish, you know, this game of football, because at any minute it can be taken away from me, just like it almost was. I'm not sure. I think so, though. I think so. I mean, I feel like being in the first round is important to anybody that's here right now. You know, that's huge. That's big time right there, to get drafted in the first round. You know, like you were saying, they're not taking running backs in the first round anymore like that. And to be able to get in the first round, you know, that's huge. I feel like if I run a low 4.4, I definitely can get in the first round.
Carlos, you mentioned Marshawn Lynch and Frank Gore, Bell, Cal, back. Those are a few far between these days in the NFL. Have you thought about how you'd react if you were to a team that
another
back or two actively involved?
I mean, I wouldn't mind it at all. You know, those guys, they obviously already been there. You know, I'll just learn from them. I would just see what they do right and what they do wrong. So when it's my turn to go in, I make sure I do everything right. Yeah, I definitely feel like I can help the Browns out with their running game. And you know, I had a chance to watch a couple of the Brown games. You know, being at Ohio State, you see their games all the time. You know, there were some games that they struggled real bad with running the ball. And, you know, to be successful in the league, you have to run the ball. And I feel like I can definitely help them out with that. No, I haven't talked to Cleveland yet. Yeah, it does kind of bother me. You know, I feel like they're downing us. They don't think that we're capable of doing what we know we can do. And you know, they're kind of just downplaying us. You know, like, we can just wait to get y'all, because you know, there's guys that got drafted in late rounds that's having, you know, a lot of success in the league right now. So you know, that's kind of changing their minds, changing the GM's minds right now. Yeah, I mean, growing up and, you know, watching NFL and seeing running backs get drafted high, you know, I definitely thought, you know, that'll be me one day, and it's still possible. So, you know, I haven't gave up hope just yet.
Two more.
I would say my running style is violent. You know, I'm not too many times. I'm just trying to make you miss. I'm trying to run through you. I'm trying to get the yards that we need. And sometimes I will make you miss because you're expecting me to run through you. So that's what I describe it as, violent. Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm just getting started. You know, I just came off a big year at Ohio State. You know, I feel like that momentum I can carry on to the next level and, you know, have another successful year.
One more. All right, thanks, Carlos.